Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I hope you like my son's Father's Day rap song to me, which we've been playing throughout the show and we'll be doing throughout forthcoming shows. It is time for Therapy Rap with Dr. Jennifer Weberman, who just returned from vacation, and she is all tan. I don't think she listened to me about wearing sunblock. Because she sent me some pictures of her from the vacation. It looked like they were having a wonderful time, her and husband Jason. And as I emailed her back, she looked about 12 years old. I cannot believe such wisdom comes out of such a youthful face. Dr. Jennifer Weberman is a psychologist and parent coach with tons of experience and tons of qualifications, but I want to get right to it. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Jennifer.
Thank you, and I never get tired of hearing this thing.
Well, the things that I didn't want to take time were just all your amazing credentials. But people can find you on theparentingplayground.com and learn more of the credentials and wisdom that you espouse, write, and talk about in your short 22 years of life.
22 years of life?
Isn't that how old you are? That's how old you look at most.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm closer to 40 than I'm comfortable saying.
I think I will have to publicly put out these pictures so that we can all debunk it together that you're lying about your age.
You should see my parents. I mean, they definitely handed me down some good genes. We all just look a lot younger than our age in my family.
Well, lucky you and lucky Jason. So, who talks more and what do we talk about, men or women, and what do you have to say on this topic?
Oh, I'm planning on debunking some of the stereotypes more than men.
The stereotypes that I asserted or stereotypes that are more general?
The stereotypes that exist, but okay. Some of them were addressed in your weekly column for sure.
Good. Let's fight.
That women are the more talkative gender than male. You know, there was a book, The Female Brain, that was published at least 7 years ago by Luanne Brizendine, and she had cited this statistic that men speak on average 7,000 words a day and women speak on average 20,000 words a day. Uh-huh. And it really added a lot of credence to the belief that women are more talkative. And she has since removed that statistic from revisions of the book because it turns out there wasn't very strong evidence. The study was a secondary source and there were some design flaws. So I found a more recent and more, sturdy study that was published in Science magazine in 2007. It took 397 subjects, and they gave them these voice recorders they had to carry around with them all day long. And the study was done over several years, and they counted how many words a person would say per day. And what they found was that the results were actually even, that both males and females averaged about 16,000 words a day, with some of the higher, you know, outliers being male and some of the lower outliers being female.
Well,
so what do you think of that?
I would have to say that the reason that may be is that, actually, this is not a good answer. So I'll let you continue. I hope you noticed my grunts during your talking. I was trying to be funny, and it didn't quite play. But I would say that just to keep this fight going, that even if the word count is equal, we men, of course, have so much more important things to say.
Oh, right, of course, to you.
And we get to the bottom line a lot faster.
Yes, well, what they did find is even though the word count was the same, what we talk about, how we talk about it, and where we like to talk definitely varies by gender.
Okay, so tell us.
Men were more likely to talk about technology, work, money, and sports.
Duh.
No surprise there.
Duh.
And women's conversations were more likely to include relationship information.
Yipes,
what a surprise. Who'd have thunk it? Something that was interesting was the where, and this may explain why, because I want to know why it seems perpetuated that women speak more than men when, you know, the studies are showing the opposite.
Not the opposite, that is more equal.
That it's even, exactly.
Okay.
So they say that men use more of their word count. You know, let's just say you got 16,000 words. Men are using more of their word count at work or in formal situations, whereas women use more of their word count at home. So let's just create a scenario. A man and a woman in a relationship living together arrive home at the same time, and the man has used most of his word count already. He's looking forward to some quiet time at home, but the woman has not used the larger percentage of her word count. So she is now beginning to use it, and he wants to be quiet, and it's like, oh, why won't she shut up? And he's thinking, why won't he engage?
Oh, you are so wonderful, because it's so perfect.
Interesting.
It's so perfect. I can visualize it. I mean, it's like a Simpsons episode.
Exactly. And then the how, I mean, we could talk for hours on how men and women speak differently, and men use a lot more assertive language. They often use communication to solve problems. We all know that.
Do men or women swear more or less? Was that exposed in what you read?
I don't know. That would be interesting.
I would assert men swear more, but I don't know.
I would agree with that. I would guess that, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah, nor do I. And slang and stuff. I wonder if that's equal or more male or female. I have no idea.
I would wonder that, definitely. And I think you guys grunt more than we do.
We what?
We grunt. You grunt more than we do.
Huh?
The monosyllabic kind of responses.
Yeah.
Women are definitely more likely to use communication to discover how they feel or to facilitate dialogue. So a lot of women will say things to keep a conversation going or to share and connect. I know that when I'm ready to write a blog or if I'm kind of brainstorming what I want to talk about on the show and I get stuck, I'll ask my husband to be a sounding board. And he, of course, wants to say, oh, you should do it this way or you should talk about this.
Of course.
And, you know,
you just want to know, does it make sense or not? Does it work?
Well,
right?
You know, it's me. I'm sort of thinking out loud.
Right,
the
right,
process
right.
of communicating is not to decide what to say. It's so I can organize my thoughts and figure out what it is I want to say. So rushing to solve it feels like we got there too soon.
Right,
whereas
right.
for him, it's like, well, we solved it. We don't need to talk about it anymore.
Boom, done. Let's move on.
It's done.
Okay, let's go to bed.
Oh, what's that?
Never mind. Did you listen to the previous segment with Pastor Drew?
I didn't. I heard the last 2 minutes. So.
Okay, so I have a question for you. We both believe and have experienced this female trait of our women needing a feeling we should read their minds or thinking we should know what's on their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that the measure of our love is often our ability to read their mind. Now, do you agree or disagree with this? And do you have any explanation for it? Because my wife expects me to know what's on her mind, especially when she's upset. And I'm supposed to know exactly what gift I'm supposed to get her each time there's a gift reason, which in her mind is at least weekly. so what do you have to say on this?
So I think women who expect their male partners to read their minds need to cut it out. I don't know if I'm going to alienate a certain female population right now, but I just don't think it's realistic, and it's just going to be a source of frustration.
Richard,
however,
can you take Richard? This is very important. Will you take that little clip? We need to repeat it like 1,000 times every radio show.
Cut it out.
Okay. All right. Go on.
But we are so tuned into body language that we think it's obvious, and we think if you're not noticing that we're upset, that you're ignoring us.
No, we notice. We notice you're upset. We just haven't a clue why you're upset. That's the thing that makes me crazy. I can see my wife's upset. Well, tell me, for God's sakes.
Yes, we don't. We as a gender are less likely to communicate directly compared with men. And that's for sure, and that's definitely a source of frustration with a lot of couples. But it was important to me that my partner be empathically tuned into me, so I chose a man who is capable of doing that. I mean, sometimes he knows I'm upset before I know that I'm upset. But that was important to me, so I chose someone to do that. If you don't have that kind of partner, you can either teach him or you need to just communicate clearly, this is what happened, I'm upset about this, can we talk about it?
Okay, those are words of wisdom, and I hope you'll share them with a lot of people in one of your forthcoming blogs. We are out of town, and we're out of time. So where can my listeners find you, Dr. Weberman?
The blog is parentingplayground.com, on Facebook, we're there under the same name, and on Twitter, I am dr_Weberman.
And are you going to be at Dad Chat tonight?
Tonight is the last night I'm going to be missing. Oh. Our out-of-town family is still visiting,
just,
and we still have to drive.
Come for 1 minute. I hate it.
I know. It's really rough.
Okay, goodbye.
I miss you guys. Please tell everyone I said hi.
I will. Bye. We'll be back for some final remarks. My last remark, Jonah in the way.